You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today. But only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today. But only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed. Leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 16th day of May. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get an extra copy, a second copy, an extra copy of the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Vacuum pack it in one bag, then vacuum pack it in the second bag. Put it in your gun safe, someplace secure. And then some future date, when you need it, you can grab it and take it with you. It may be the most valuable book that you'll ever own, especially when all hell breaks loose, as they say. This is the half hour I look forward to every week, where we have my financial advisor, the official John Moore Radio Show financial advisor, Mr. Steve Hunt. Come on board with us. Steve is the proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial down there in Cave Creek, Arizona. If you don't have internet access, you can call him at 480-440-7100. We're going to talk about the economy. We're all distracted, busy lives. It's good to bring on board a true economic expert who takes the time to pay attention to what's going on while the rest of us are distracted with families and careers and obligations, and to bring us up to date on what's going on with the economy. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I'm pumping you up quite a bit here as being a financial expert, and compared to the rest of us, you truly are, because this is what you do every day for a living, isn't it, sir?
I stare at a screen all day long and watch nothing but news that comes across the feed.
Well, the rest of us are busy. We got our careers and family and social obligations all kinds of things we need to do. So you're paying attention for the rest of us. And I know there's some concern about the stock market doing wild gyrations this week with the talk of a trade war between the United States and China. I like one of the things that President Trump said earlier this week. It was one of those spontaneous utterances when he was walking outside the White House there, and he said the following: "We always win." Did you hear him say that yourself, Steve?
No, I didn't.
Well, it sounds like something Donald Trump would say, but that's his attitude. That's his attitude, and it gave me some peace of mind dealing with the Chinese. The Chinese are very shrewd negotiators, aren't they, sir?
They are. The only really big thing they have that they really can hold against us right now is, one, they're trying to tell us that they're going to sell off over $1 trillion in U.S. Treasury bonds, which, you know, if they actually were to do that, one, it'd be a mistake on their part because that's a big source of income for their country, but, you know, it would kill our stock market, that's for sure. They're also threatening to stop production of Boeing planes for us. You know, a couple of different things that they're trying to do to retaliate. But I'll be shocked if they get too far with this. I mean, there's a lot of talk that they're on their way right now to our country to, you know, try and make a deal and get this thing over with. But if this escalates through the end of the month, I mean, it could get kind of, it might be pretty nasty.
Well, I know China was manufacturing computers to go in our military, including high-performance jet aircraft. Are they manufacturing complete turnkey aircraft for Boeing also?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. What is all over the Internet is they're talking about they're going to stop production of Boeing.
Okay. And well, if they're manufacturing, if they're manufacturing parts for Boeing, that Boeing would have to ramp up and build here, that would certainly shut them down for a period of time. I quite frankly don't know offhand if they're manufacturing complete aircraft or just components for aircraft. But I know what I've been reading is also some Hong Kong is looking at some kind of legal separation from mainland China if these tariffs go into effect so they can maintain a competitive edge. Have you read that?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, it's a big deal. It's China plays a big part in this.
Well, they're a heavy hitter, no doubt, worldwide. They'll take it up to the edge where they may cause serious damage to our economy, because we, the United States, we're the goose still laying the golden egg for China, aren't we?
We sure are. But at the same time, you know, they're taking measures by themselves. I mean, look what they've accomplished in the past 12 months. I mean, they backed their currency with gold, then submitted approval and got approved for inclusion to the world basket of currencies to be, you know, part of the basket of the world. So, I mean, they're making some big strides. People need to pay attention to what they're doing.
Right. And it's happening so fast. You know, within my family, within the Moore family, my great grandfather, who immigrated from Ireland in the mid to late 1880s, he owned an automobile in his lifetime. I read a Wall Street Journal article when I was working in the law school research. Wall Street Journal, it would have been 1972, an article about the first private citizen in the entire country of China to buy their first automobile. In 1972. So, going from zero automobile ownership to one of the biggest consumers of automobiles on the planet within just a few short decades. But it's not just owning motor vehicles, it's the entire infrastructure of service stations to provide fuel and oil changes, mechanical repair stations to repair these vehicles, the entire system of dealerships to sell and repair automobiles, insurance to go with it. None of that infrastructure even existed only 40-something years ago. And so they've come a long way in a very short period of time, duplicating infrastructure that we've been working on and creating for well more than a century, haven't we, Steve?
Yeah, very true.
Very true. So getting back to the economy, we're going to bounce back from whatever threats the Chinese make to us. We will prevail, I hope, I believe, on one hand. On the other, there's no guarantee that we will prevail, is there, Steve?
Well, there's never a guarantee of anything in life, but, you know, when you look at the entire picture of what's going on, there's a lot people really need to open their eyes and pay attention to. I mean, there's conflict now going on with, you know, Iran. And oil prices could be spiking at any moment. They're saying oil could go through the roof. Gas prices could be hitting $4. You know, if oil or gas goes through the roof, gold and silver always follows gold, you know, follows the price of oil.
Right.
So you're never going to find a time in history where oil spiked through the ceiling and gold just sat there and did nothing. Those two are you know, like twin sisters. Whatever the one does, the other one goes and does too. So there's just a lot happening, you know. You still have this whole thing in Venezuela going on that everybody's kind of forgot about because there's so much news on out in the forefront that no one's paying attention to the backside.
Right.
So, you know, really there's a lot happening right now, and unfortunately, I think it might be a bad thing for our economy, and I think it might accelerate this little tailspin that we might be having for the stock market, but I think gold and silver are really on the urge of taking a big jump here pretty quick.
Absolutely. Well, it's a fine line between making statements that are scary with no basis in reality and making statements of prudence and encouraging people to be prudent in their lives, prudent in their prudent in their investments, and prudent in their decisions they make. And that's what we encourage, is people to make calm, deliberate, thoughtful purchases of gold and silver within their budget, not taking out a loan to make these things and paying interest on a loan, but making prudent decisions to buy silver coins, to buy gold coins, incorporate them into things they do on a normal basis, put them away for a rainy day. It may be a rainy day a year in advance from now, or maybe a rainy day for your grandchildren 30 or 40 years in it from now. Regardless, once these coins or these gold and silver coins and bullion are been purchased, they become part of the family legacy and part of the family heritage, don't they, Steve?
They sure do, and you really hit the nail on the head just now. You know, there are some companies out there that are quite scrupulous, so they'll tell you, oh, you know, take a reverse mortgage out on your home, or they'll tell you, you know, take a loan out from your retirement account. Don't ever do that. You know, if you have the funds available and you know, you can take out 10 to 20% of your net worth and put into metal, you're buying insurance. I mean, we just said there's no guarantees in life on anything. You should never put all your eggs in one basket. And never should you put yourself into a position where if you don't have enough money to do it, you should never take that risk. But, you know, if you have money that's sitting on the sidelines that you haven't touched in years and it's getting 0.0002% from the bank right now, and you really need to take a minute to sit back and examine where your money's at and, you know, give me a call and we'll go run through it and I'll give you advice on what you have, what's good and what's bad for that matter. And, you know, take a position out and put that into gold and silver.
Right. And it's for many people, it's going to be a matter of priorities. Let's take a man and a woman. They have 2.5 children. Just kidding here. They have two children. And on a Friday evening, they decide to take in a movie and go out for pizza afterwards or before. You're looking at a $100 bill, easily a $100 bill,
yeah.
Possibly more. Now, instead of that, say they watch Netflix at home and have pizza at home and take that extra money they save and buy silver dollars. Those silver dollars are not gone. They don't become a memory, such as the, even though it's a nice memory of going out to a film and going to a pizza parlor. That decision they made to make a tiny sacrifice translates into hard metal that will be there a year from now, 10 years from now, 40 years from now, doesn't it, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you put money away and you change the way people spend money, everybody would do a lot better in this country. Unfortunately, we've kind of tailored everything for the convenience and glamorous, you know, come to this now new theater that serves food and, you know, spend $150 for a movie now, which is ridiculous, and it's the convenience factor, but, you know, they're making a ton of money, but, you know, you could do the same thing, order, you know, a couple pizzas for $20-$30 and save yourself $100. And
exactly.
Watch something else. It's a big change for some people, but, you know, it's also the same thing. If you only have $150, you know, you should be saving that money anyway. You shouldn't be going out to eat, so.
Right. Well, I recall an article I read once where there was a power outage in some community out west. It doesn't matter where it was. And this young mother called up frantic that she wouldn't be able to feed her children by going to McDonald's because the power was out. That's a sad fact of life for many Americans, unfortunately, that they're one of their main sources of nutrition is fast food places on a daily basis. Preparing food at home is very economical. The money you save could be translated into silver coins and gold coins, silver bullion, gold bullion, that if it becomes a habit, that changes everything once it becomes a regular habit, doesn't it, Steve?
Well, of course. I mean, you got to remember, you're putting money into something that if, you know, things fall the way we all think they're going to, silver could easily jump up to $100 or $200 an ounce. And, you know, should you throw in, you know, say you put even $1,000 into this, and if things really jump by four or five times, you have $5,000 worth of silver, you know, hopefully you never need to use it, and you can cash it in and take the profits. You know, that's you know, one of the great benefits of investing in metal is, one, it's private, and two, when you do cash it out, you know, you've done fantastic with it. So
that's right. That's right. Well, I encourage people to go to your website, Gold Wealth Financial. There's a link on my homepage at libertyman.com. Start your own education. Begin your quest to educate yourself. The good starting point is the free brochure that you can download and print out. You can read it online. You can call Steve, and he'll mail you a copy of it, ink on paper, if you don't have internet access. The Rookie Mistakes Guide. That's the beginning point. Going from there, we've got the blog that's Bravo Lima Oscar Golf, the blog, where there's interesting, informative articles that you can study and read up on. And education is the key to really beginning to know what you're doing, how to do it properly. And dealing with Steve and his people means you're dealing with people who are ethical and will stand behind what they're doing and how they are doing it. A real brick-and-mortar office. This is not the corner of your family room where you're doing an internet-based business. This is a brick-and-mortar office that you can make an appointment with Steve, just like any other professional. Come in and talk to him, have a cup of coffee, check out the premises. If you have silver and gold you want to sell, you're also in the business of buying gold and silver, aren't you, sir?
We sure are. We buy and gold and silver from people off the street, actually quite a bit more now than we ever have by 17 years of doing this. I mean, a lot of people are trying to take some profits now, which I do think is not the best time. But you know, if you need the money, absolutely you should be selling. And we do a lot of portfolio evaluations for people. People that walk in the doors or call me up and say, you know, we bought metal 10, 15 years ago and we don't know what it's worth today. You know, you might have a coin that's worth two or three times the price of gold. You don't know. Don't you sell it for the price of gold because someone's trying to rip you off, you know. Give me a quick call and let me see if you have something that's worth more money so you know what to ask for.
Well, a friend of mine, he had a downturn in his business. He's doing quite well now for quite a few years, but we're looking at 16 to 18 years ago. He had a downturn, and he needed to make a mortgage payment. So I went with him to a coin store, and he sold some gold coins that he had in his possession to make his mortgage payment. He's become quite successful since then with three homes, a couple of airplanes, and about 20 employees. But you do what you got to do when you need to do it, right, Steve?
Well, that's what it is. It's insurance, and that's what he used it for. You know, he needed an insurance policy of, you know, in case things got bad, but it's also an insurance policy on his wealth where, you know, he got into a bad situation, he could cash it out. That's the great benefit of gold and silver.
And it's immediate. It's right now. You don't need to wait for permission for somebody. It is, as the old saying goes, cash on the barrel head. And, yes, it's a peace of mind knowing that it's there to be used if needed. If not, just keep it in storage and forget about it. It's right there when you need it, and don't touch it unless you need to. If taking a profit is something that you desire to do, obviously you can do that along the way. But going back to the beginning point, you need to educate yourself first. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of May. We're going on a cruise. I want to invite all of you to come with us. I've reserved 21 cabins on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. We'll be leaving Miami October 12th. Love to have you with us. It's going to be a fun time. We'll spend a lot of time together, have dinner every evening, have some get-togethers during the day when we're not in port, twice a day when we're at sea, once a day when we're in port in the mornings only. It'll be a fun time. You'll learn a lot, and we'll have discussions in great detail and great depth that we simply can't have on the radio. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. Visiting with our financial advisor, Steve Hunt. He is the official financial advisor for the John Moore Radio Show. If I have a question about the economy or what's going on, I ask Steve, because he does this for a living. And besides being at work during the daytime, you probably catch stuff before you come to work in the morning and occasionally in the evening when it comes to the economy, don't you, Steve, and even weekends?
Oh, yeah. No, I have every alert set up on my phone possible to let me know of every headline that pops up and, you know, every market that's going on, if there's ever any type of movements going on, and whether it's nighttime or early in the morning. I mean, I'm up by 5 o'clock and already reading the news before I even come into work. So,
well, that would be my expectation, that would be the lifestyle that you've chosen for yourself. And, you're meeting my expectation before I even asked you about it, and that's good. That's good. This is your passion. This is not just a 9-to-5 job. This is, in fact, your passion, isn't it, sir?
Well, you know, the funny thing is I live in Arizona, so, you know, like right now I'm 3 hours behind East Coast time, and, you know, that's when the news starts coming out, is 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, for New York. And, you know, when you want to get up and see what's going on in the world and keep up with things, you need to be up by 8 o'clock New York time.
Right.
Because I live in Arizona doesn't mean that changes. You know, I still need to be up by 5 o'clock and see what's going on so I can adjust for the day.
Right, right. Well, when I had my other time slot, which started at 10 a.m., I was, or 6 a.m. Central, I had to be up and doing a show at 4 a.m. On the West Coast there. That was quite a challenge, to say the least. But Steve, so you have gold coins in stock, ready for people to buy on right there in person, don't you, sir?
Oh, of course. You know, anybody can walk in, you know, off the road and you know, if you want to bring in cash and try and make a private transaction, by all means, walk in and let us know, and we'll help you out. If you're wanting to do an order over the phone and you want something delivered, you know, in the next day or two, we do all of our shipping is overnight shipping. So, you know, we try to make sure that you get everything. Your total transaction is with cut down to 2 days, 3 days max.
Well, my next road trip out west, I'm going to make a detour and be coming down Highway 40, which is old Route 66. What's the travel time from Highway 40 to your location?
You're about 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours one way, that's not bad.
Yep.
So I'll make that detour. I'll get to see your office in person. I'll look over those beautiful gold coins, those beautiful silver coins and bullion. And we'll probably grab some lunch or grab a sandwich somewhere. And I'm really looking forward to that, Steve. I can't name a time frame at the moment, but it'll be about a 500 or 700 mile detour on my way to Seattle to visit my daughter. But I will not be on my motorcycle, by the way.
Oh, that'd be the best trip ever, going to the mountains.
Well, it would be, but that's a bit more than I think I might want to do. But besides, where am I going to put my M14 when I'm on a motorcycle? Yeah, that would look kind of odd with that slung over my shoulder. But it'll be a fun thing, and I'm looking forward to that sometime later this year. Well, Steve, we're just about out of time. What words of wisdom do you want to leave with these folks today?
You know, something that I really hope everybody starts to do is look at what you already have. You know, people need to really do a quick check of the gold and silver that you currently have in your inventory. Let's see what you have. Let's get you a value. It might be time for you to cash out and take some profit. You might not got put into something that you think is you know, benefiting you. And don't wait until gold goes up 3 or 4 times and find out that you bought something that's worth way too much money and you don't take advantage of this new market. So, you know, it's free. You know, all your listeners, I don't charge a penny for it. Call in, let me get some ideas about what you have. I'll tell you if it's good or bad and if you should get out or if you should keep it.
That sounds like a pretty good deal to me, and I encourage everybody to do that. Steve's number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
I look forward to it, sir. Thank you.
Okay. We've got Bob in the hour break. We'll be back with open lines. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 16th of May. The month is more than half over. How about that? The fifth month of the year already. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Let's see where we are with open source intelligence. I think the most recent posting is probably, yesterday. Thank you, Tim Spencer, for getting that up. Many of my listeners, and many, I'd say probably 9 out of 10 of my listeners are very interested in geopolitical matters. And this is a great way to stay up to speed on what's going on at my website at libertyman.com. Right side of my homepage there, in bright red letters, it says Open Source Intelligence. A friend of mine, I met him working on a murder case I was working on. He's a former Army counterintelligence agent. He's now retired, and he takes his time every day to put this together. We're pretty good at getting it posted every day. Sometimes we might be a day late. Dozens of articles, what we call open source intelligence means these are not classified documents that anybody can get them if they know where to look, and my friend does. So you can check that out and stay up to speed on what's going on with geopolitical matters worldwide. Right next to that is the page for my cruise. We've got a couple of pictures of tropical beaches there. We're going to be changing those out soon to a couple of other types of photographs. But It'll be a lot of fun. I've never been on a cruise before. We leave Miami Saturday, May the 12th. We go to Rotan, Honduras, Costa Maya, Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico. Have a fun day at sea the 17th. Our last stop is Coco Bay, private island owned by Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. It's pretty neat when you have your own island, isn't it? You know, you can certainly control everything pretty well. So get the details there at my website. If you're a single gal, the organizer, she's a professional. This is what she does for a living, Betsy Murphy. She's organizing the single gals to split up rooms so they can save $1,000 apiece. Or if you just want to make a reservation, just give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Don't forget to check out the energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, where they go out priority mail with signature confirmation. All right, so here we are, the third week of May already. The story I was talking about the first hour, about Monsanto having a black ops division that was bribing and threatening, possibly committing physical violence. I have not seen evidence of that yet, but I hope it's not true. I really sincerely hope it's and pray it's not true. Ruining people's lives and ruining their careers is bad enough. Committing physical violence, well, it's all unacceptable. It's all illegal. And I hope that the proper authorities can bring those responsible to justice and compensation to the victims. Men and women who've had their careers destroyed, men and women who've had their lives wrecked, men and women who've been exposed to, with their family and their children, exposed to public humiliation by Monsanto. There needs to be some payback on there, some justice, and it needs to happen. I'm still actively looking to recruit one more person for marketing. I've got three excellent individuals right now. The fourth one, well, maybe that might be you if you're a person who has telephone marketing abilities to market John Moore for speaking engagements in the United States and in Europe. That could be a fun way to have a little extra income. Moving on down the line, I don't talk about this enough, but we're into warm weather, and typically it's when insects start coming out. And I may be the first person, I don't know, does it really matter? Not really. In the alternative media, start talking publicly about the absence of flying insects. Not only in this country, but other parts of the Northern Hemisphere. We have an article there where the article says, where have all the bugs gone? A letter I wrote to a woman in England, an entomologist, professional in England, entomologist for people that study bugs. And I wrote her a letter. You can read it there. And she wrote a lengthy response followed up by a second lengthy response verifying what I said. Which same thing's going on in the United Kingdom, by the way, England, Ireland, Scotland. So what does it matter? Most people, if they think about bugs at all, they don't have warm, fuzzy feelings about bugs. That's a typical response on one hand. On the other, the world we live in, listen carefully, the world we live in, the world that keeps us alive, cannot and will not exist without flying insects. It can't and it won't. Serious stuff. There's a lot of speculation as to why the bugs are disappearing. Is it a consequence of the use of pesticides and herbicides? Possibly. I don't know. Bottom line is, it's happening. And what this happening means a dramatic adverse impact on the environment that keeps us alive, on agriculture and the rest of the environment. Everything's interconnected. Everything is interconnected when it comes to the ecology of this planet, the ecology that we depend on for agriculture to function properly, to grow the food that we need. So you need to check this out. And what can you do about it? Well, you're not going to change it. You're not going to stop it. What you can do is become part of a hobby farm. That's my mantra, is to somehow some way become part of a hobby farm, preferably organic, of course. What is a hobby farm? That's a farm where the fruits and vegetables and animal products that are grown on the premises are primarily meant for consumption on the premises. Obviously, you take and sell what's left over that you can't use. Sometimes you can't even do that. I was talking to a friend of mine. You know, he has a hobby farm. It's actually more than a hobby farm. He's actually got products that he sells. He's got, I don't know, about 100 hens that lay eggs, and I don't know what's going on with the number. He has a sizable percentage of eggs that are too small to be sold. I'll be getting two of the small eggs tomorrow evening when I see him. He can't sell them, so he gives them away to people that he thinks might be make good use of them. And I'm one of those people, and I'm very grateful to get the too small to be sold eggs. Otherwise, they get thrown away. That's a tragedy, but it's reality. A hobby farm is a fun place to live. It's a healthy place to live. He's raising a boy and a girl there. His son is mid-teens. I think he's about turned 16. The daughter is a couple of years younger, about 14 or so. Healthy, strong, vigorous youngsters growing up in a healthy, clean environment on a hobby farm. Now, I know that being a part of a hobby farm is something that can't and won't happen for many of you for any number of reasons. It might be a future goal on one hand. On the other, if it becomes a priority, maybe there's a way you could become part of an existing hobby farm. Is that possible? Maybe. Is it doable? Maybe. How bad do you want it? That's what it's going to come back down to. How bad do you want it? That's true of many goals in life. How bad do you want it? What are you willing to sacrifice? If it becomes a big enough priority, if you're willing to make the sacrifices necessary, you can make it happen to either live in a hobby farm full-time or become part of one part-time. What do hobby farms need? They need two things. They need labor and money. Almost all hobby farms, almost all the time, need those two things. Labor, it could be your labor, on weekends, if nothing else, and money. So if you're creative, if you're diligent, if you really want it bad enough, I sincerely believe you could probably become part of a hobby farm in exchange for your time, labor, and your money. That's what it's going to come down to. How bad do you want it? What sacrifice are you willing to make to become part of a hobby farm that at some future date could become a safe haven? I'm in the business of saving lives here. Seriously, I am. I was talking to a woman who knows about such matters, what's coming at us, so she's well-connected, and she agrees with me. I'm in the business of saving lives. That's what these speaking engagements are about. I'm working with another woman to help me become more at peace with myself, with the things I'm dealing with, in order to help me be a better person to do my radio show, to do my speaking engagements. It takes energy to do these things, lots of energy. It takes a lot of preparation. When I do a speaking engagement, I customize a presentation for the audience, whether it's the insurance industry, the financial industry, or the agricultural industry. I customize my presentation in the United States or in Europe for my audience, so they'll get the most benefit from it. And when it comes to you out there, I bring a message of hope, a message that will help you understand what's coming at us and how to make preparations within your ability to have a better chance of surviving what's coming at us. Going back to the bugs, when the bugs get to a certain point of depletion, of being dead, no longer around, I don't know what the consequences are going to be for agriculture. I know they won't be good. I know that for a fact. How bad will it be? I don't know. First thing people think about is the pollinators, the bees. There's other pollinators. Bees are the primary pollinators. And there's been some pretty good alternative media and even some mainstream publicity to the colony collapse that's going on now for a number of years. It's not just the bees, however. It's not just these pollinators. It's other insects. And the ecosystem is very dependent. Everything is dependent on everything else to function properly. So study up on this, and then you make a decision about how you're going to have your family survive in the future. Is it going to be becoming part of a hobby farm, preferably 600 to 900 feet above sea level, a distance from major population centers? I would say at least a two-hour drive would be a good way to find a place, a two-hour drive from a major metropolitan area, where there's plenty of water, a decent growing cycle. Now, many parts of the United States had almost no people before electricity and air conditioning. Take Florida, for example. Hardly anybody lived there in the summertime before air conditioning. It was very sparsely populated before air conditioning, which came about and became popular following World War II. There was air conditioning for commercial buildings and government buildings before World War II and some upscale homes, but hardly anybody had air conditioning before World War II. Many places in the South were like that, or they didn't have the dramatic population growth they enjoy now because of air conditioning. Places out west, such as New Mexico, Arizona, the desert of California, they had very sparse populations. Nevada, the desert there, Utah. These once electricity became in common usage and air conditioning came about, these places started enjoying great population growth. What happens when the power grid's gone in these places? Well, it's going to be pretty tough living there, to say the least. Now, Professor McCanny is reluctant to sell his wing generator to individuals for a number of reasons, the expense only being one. This is not plug and play, these wing generators. There's a bit of complexity when it comes to proper functioning, and he's concerned that a typical homeowner might be more than they can deal with. There's ways to work around that, however. There's alternatives to energy, to electricity, I should say. And you can learn what these are and incorporate those into your lifestyle. Whatever it takes, right? Life goes on. There's been human beings living on this planet for many tens of thousands of years before there was electricity and thriving and living healthy, productive, fun lives without electricity. The Amish people manage to do that right now, don't they? Of course they do. There is life without electricity. Trust me, there is. It's a different life. On one hand, on the other, it can be a good life, a healthy life, and even a fun life. Many people know the old ways, how to play a musical instrument by hand, for example, how to do laundry without electricity, how to grow food and cook and preserve food without electricity. Those skills still exist. Now, our local preparedness group, we have training every month, and our training focuses on people at learning the old ways, how to identify, gather, and prepare wild edibles, gather, identify, and prepare herbs for medicinal uses. We have that class once a year. It's a fun class, and it's one of our bigger classes. We have upwards of 30, 35 people show up for that class because they want this knowledge. They want those skills. And granted, you can get a lot out of a book by watching YouTube videos on one hand, on the other. There's no substitute for hands-on experience, actually walking through the woods and identifying the wild edibles right there in the woods, identifying the herbs for medicinal use right there in the forest. There's no substitute for that. You need to do it. You need to do it now. If you start a hobby farm from scratch, you're looking at a good 3 years. By the third growing season, you may be growing maybe three quarters of what you need to have for your family. That's pretty optimistic, quite frankly. There's a lot to learn when it comes to running a hobby farm and being successful and having the fruits and vegetables, the meat products, milk products, whatever it is you're growing, available for your family. It doesn't just pop up out of the ground. And having money helps, but having money doesn't speed things up all that much, because money can't give you experience. The only thing that can give you experience is getting out there, getting your hands in the dirt, and doing it. My wife, Dr. Moore, has an undergraduate degree in horticulture. That's been one of her passions all her life. And she has friends with undergraduate degrees in horticulture, and then they come by here to visit her once a week. That's how, and one, to see two women and a man. That her buddies from agricultural school. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of May. Something that comes up every day, pretty much every day of the week for me, and people asking me, John, when's it going to happen? What's it? Well, the effects of Planet X, World War III. It's already here. The Gulf Stream stopped June 12th, 2010. This is scientifically provable to anybody who wants to take the time to prove it to themselves. When the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, everything changed when it comes to weather in the Northern Hemisphere, which is where most of the people live, which is where most of the agriculture takes place. We don't need to be looking for some future event.
We don't, because the future is already here. When the Gulf Stream stopped, the adverse effects on agriculture began immediately, and we're feeling them right now. Now, here in St. Louis, we had the furnace on here two nights ago, and today it's going to be 90 degrees. How crazy is that? Last Saturday in St. Louis, Missouri, the overnight low was 45 degrees. In Anchorage, Alaska, the overnight low the same night was 40 degrees. How crazy is that? These adverse effects on agriculture are happening right now. Right now. It's not all that obvious, unless you're involved in growing grains, then it's real obvious to you. But you need to understand this. You need to be taking action while you can. Because once enough people wake up to this thing, there's going to be competition for the available land to do a hobby farm. That's going to be not a good place to be. Becoming part of a hobby farm right now is the smart thing to do. Because at some point in the future, that's not going to be an option. Right now, it's an easy option. We got real estate for sale in my neighborhood, deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. We have listeners buying land in my neighborhood, doing a smart thing, getting ready for the future. That's wise. That's smart. Do it while you can. It'll give you some peace of mind knowing you've made the right decision. The Navy veterans that have been in my pistol classes, they didn't particularly want to move to the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks, but after attending the Navy briefings, the classified briefings, they decided they had no choice. That's what they did. They retire from the Navy, 40, 45 years old. They find their 5 or 10 or 20 acres of heaven in the Ozarks. They come here, they start a new career, start their hobby farm, and life is grand. Tomorrow morning we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. We'll be talking about emergency survival communications, first hour. The second hour we'll have my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert talking about health-related matters. He's my personal physician. He's my wife, Dr. Moore's personal physician. And he loves this show. He loves his international audience. It'll be a lot of fun. Next week we have our usual lineup. I'll be in touch with Jeff Nyquist to find out what happened with him yesterday. Hope he's okay. I haven't talked to him yet. I'll be placing a call to him here soon and getting caught up with him. So do your homework. Do your education. Satisfy yourself that the Gulf Stream did in fact stop June 12, 2010. Once you understand the veracity of that, understand the truthfulness of it, once you understand the consequences of it, then maybe you'll be ready to move forward and become part of a hobby farm yourself. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your farm's ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.